brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Thank you for joining us. It is Monday, the 15th day of February, 2010. We're going to be live here for the next 4 hours. I feel like I have a giant weight on me. They say with great knowledge comes sorrow. I have a much greater understanding than the average person. That isn't saying much, for how the world actually operates and works, because I've decided to study it and to apply myself. And I understand the tricks of the establishment. I understand their systems of control, how they confuse and confound the population, how they dumb down and rob the population, how they turn every aspect of man's sinful nature against him, how they magnify it. I understand the globalist program, their agenda, their mindset, what makes them tick, the type of world they are building. I understand how they control the major political parties of every nation on the planet except for a handful. And because the nature of evil in government, the few countries that oppose the New World Order are evil themselves. That is their leadership. And I know that mankind is going into a very, very dark time. And I desperately just want to at least slow it down. A lot of people are waking up. A lot of people are becoming conscious. The problem is the system didn't get where it is. The power elite didn't get where they are by being stupid. And they know how to take over movements. They know the best way to control opposition is to lead it. That's what Barack Obama was and is. He was the opposition to Bush, bought and paid for by Goldman Sachs, same people that financed Bush, the private Federal Reserve bankers. And now, a year into his administration, the public's wise to him. The good news is people are getting wise faster and faster. And so now they've got Sarah Palin and Glenn Beck leading the opposition, or trying to. And we know who they are and what they are. At least a lot of us do. A lot of people don't. And so it's my job to expose their foils, their minions, their fronts, their loyal opposition. Let me be clear about something. I don't like this job. Oh, I enjoy the triumph of fighting tyranny and our successes, but actually being here every day, having the responsibility, the forced obsession to constantly focus on this, to constantly research, to constantly gain greater knowledge, it is quite a weight to bear. I am blasted. I know I'm right. I know how to fix the system. I know how to bring the globalists to justice. And I'll tell you, it's lonely. Because in the scheme of the world, this radio show, my websites, my films are tiny. But it's the best we've got. We are it. I'm going to break all the news down and get into why I'm so concerned, because I've now foreseen the next move in the enemy's operation.
Remain in your houses. The President of the United States has declared martial law under Executive Order 11004.
Will they do it? Will they pull the trigger this time? We all pray they stand down, but an engineered crisis seems more likely with each passing day. Think it can't happen here? Executive Order 10990 locks down all highways. Executive Order 10995 seizes control of all media outlets. Executive Order 10998 controls all farms and food supplies. All these executive orders are now cocked, loaded, and waiting for the right crisis. So if you're worried about the possibility of martial law here in America or have questions about how to survive it, go to martiallawsurvival.com. That's martiallawsurvival.com. Go to martiallawsurvival.com right now.
You must remain in your houses until your bracelets are scanned.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches, and the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Men, are you thinking about the health of your prostate? Recently, New Vitality Health Products gave away thousands of free bottles of the supplement Beta Prostate. Due to incredible demand, they're giving away more free bottles of Beta Prostate to any new customers who call now. Beta Prostate is packed with plant sterols that support your prostate health. Remember, your prostate affects urine flow, sleeping habits, intimacy, and overall quality of life. Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules in order to get the same natural plant sterols as one Beta Prostate. And if you haven't tried Beta Prostate yet, you can call right now for a free bottle. You only pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-360-8306. This offer is limited to one free bottle per household. Give your body nutrition that targets the prostate. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-360-8306. That's 1-800-360-8306. 1-800-360-8306.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I love the truth. All I've ever tried to do is be honest, to be steadfast, to have courage, and to be committed in the fight against tyranny. That's all I've ever tried to do. And I know that a lot of people hear the truths that we discuss here on this radio broadcast every day, and that they're frightening. The problem is you can't choose your own reality. The advertising moguls and gurus will tell you that perception is reality, but perception is not reality. I've used the analogy many times of someone on PCP standing on top of a 40-story balcony and believing they're a bird and can fly. It's happened many times. People on hallucinogens think they can fly. And they jump off the top of the building, and they think they're flying for maybe 10 seconds until they hit the concrete below and splatter all over the ground. You see, if you have a distorted sense of reality, then your perception of reality is not reality. It's very simple. I know we have an illegitimate criminal government. I know that they have declassified. Anyone can look this up. More than 200 cases of staged terror attacks. It is on record. It is admitted that we have a group of criminals running our society that have staged more than 200 terror attacks that are declassified. And if you look at any other major nation and their history, they will have countless admitted cases of the government staging crises. It's even been declassified more than a decade ago. I had read it in books and in declassified congressional reports. I couldn't believe it 4 years ago in a Dallas hotel room watching a Frontline about Nixon, where he planned to bomb his own Republican National Convention and the Democratic National Convention to blame it on his political enemies. But word got out and they backed off. They couldn't find enough people that were that criminal in the government at the time to do it. They even go on television and admit this. I'll never forget, it must have been 6 years ago, I went out to buy some light bulbs. And I sat there for 30 minutes in the parking lot of Home Depot listening to NPR. And they were airing a special about Kermit Roosevelt because he had just died. And how Kermit Roosevelt wrote a book, CIA Section Chief, 1953, over the Middle East, where he admitted that they funded radical Muslims to stage terror attacks and blame it on Mohammed Mossadegh. Now, I already knew that that had been partially declassified in the 80s. I knew that Kermit Roosevelt had written the book years before, what, in 1999. But to hear them come right out and admit it was amazing. They had audio recordings of him bragging about it. They staged terror attacks and then printed out tens of thousands of handbills with Mohammed Mossadegh supposedly taking credit for it, the secular leader of Iran, who just wanted his country to be out from under the control of Anglo-American oil. We knew in 1964 the Gulf of Tonkin had been staged to get us into Vietnam because the different officers on the ships came back and told the San Diego newspaper. But it was called a conspiracy theory until 2004 when they released more than 3,000 hours of audio conversations between LBJ and Robert McNamara and others. And let me tell you, it's hard to listen to, but I've done it. I've listened to scores of hours of it. And all I want to do is to warn people so they know the peril they are in. It wasn't fun 6 months before, 3 months before, 2 months before, a week before 9/11, 8 years ago, to go on the radio and to tell listeners that the government was going to stage a terror attack on the World Trade Centers and blame it on their known CIA asset, Osama bin Laden. But the truth is the truth. It isn't fun to swim upstream. It'd be more fun to just get in an inner tube and float downstream into the New World Order and go along with it. But I have to tell the truth. It was my duty day one to come out against Barack Obama and to point out I'm not saying vote for McCain. There isn't even an issue. McCain isn't the chosen one. The whole point was this has been pre-vetted and predestined. That's why Obama got four times the campaign money from the banks that run this country, because he was the chosen one. And I told you in the Obama deception in Fall of the Republic, he would be built up and then he would be destroyed. And he is now being destroyed. And they will build up the next crop of saviors, people like Sarah Palin and Rick Perry. The word is those two, in the next 3 years, are going to be running on a presidential ticket. Oh, it'd be a lot more fun in my flesh to just play the Republican game, the fake libertarian game, and to go along with the power structure and to be on 500 radio stations and to be all over national TV and get wined and dined. And in the short term, my family would be a lot safer. I would be wealthy. But it means nothing. My family has no future. And your family has no future in this new world order. But it's so easy for the world to go out and find people of every stripe and every political name to serve them and to play the part of the rebels so that the people believe that they're getting the system fixed only to be conned again. It is physically, it is financially, it is politically dangerous to tell the truth and to tell it on a platform this big. And we are big. And I know that I have passed another great threshold into a whole nother level of danger. It gives me a tingle down my spine and in my good old boy guts. Oh, it is dangerous to tell the truth physically, emotionally, financially, but it is far more dangerous to not tell the truth spiritually. And that's all that matters. And so I commit myself into God's hands. I don't pray and tell God what I want. I ask God that His will be done. Sometimes, in the dark of the night, though, I do hit my knees and cry out to God and say, I'm committed to this fight, but my God, the discernment, the understanding, and the weight it creates to have real vision, to understand, and to not even begin to be able to explain it to people in all its intricacies, in all its subtleties, and in all of its import. The magnitude of the world controllers, the magnitude of who they are and what they serve and what they are building, what they are weaving, what they are constructing is so horrific. I don't blame any of you listening for wanting to run away from the truth. But even if you run away from it, the evil is still there. The truth is still there. That's why you have so much anxiety. And they try to misplace it onto fake Al-Qaeda or other bogeymen they create. This is going to be a focused broadcast today. I have more than 10 stacks of news, every article in every stack, incredibly vital. And I want to lay out the globalist next phase of operations for you.
For safety, you lock doors, set alarms, buy antivirus software, maybe even have a watchdog. Do you care as much about your air and water? Lock out harmful poisons from entering your body with airandaqua.com. Using purification devices from airandaqua.com allows you to enjoy safety and security with every breath you make and every sip you take. For free shipping on purchases, discounts, and newsletters, visit airandaqua.com or call 866-380-2782. Shop airandaqua.com and purify your life.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a Fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
Hounded by debt collectors with phone calls and letters? Thinking of calling a debt relief company? Don't! Greedy lawyers and debt companies charge thousands. Why pay when you can get their solution absolutely free with New York Times best-selling author Herb Kay's number one debt secret, the how-to on stopping the calls without paying the debt companies. Yes, free for a very limited time. Here's Herb Kay.
Don't get ripped off by credit repair companies when I can give you the information you need to do it yourself for free.
Herb Kay was right. His free information helped me stop the calls and settle my debt.
What have you got to lose? Stop the calls now, get out of debt, and have more money. Get Herb Kay's number one debt secret absolutely free now. Call 888-352-7726. That's 888-352-7726. 888-352-7726.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
There is a war on for your mind. And all I ask is that you study history and research the global controllers and stop being caught up in distractions and diversions and all the different establishment minions they put out there, the buffet of lies, all the different choices you're given, all spiked with poison, spiked with lies and deception. I worked with Paul Watson this morning some on a story that he is going to be posting tomorrow. And the subject is so important that I almost shrink. I recoil from even covering it because there's so much evidence and so much proof that I feel like I'm not even worthy to be here and to be this radio talk show host and to run Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. I want to do it right. I want to cover things properly. I want to put the evidence on so people can conceptualize it and fully understand it. And I want to unlock minds. I want people to understand what I understand. And I know a lot of you do understand what I understand and more. But so many others are like children politically. And I just hate seeing them conned. I hate seeing them being deceived. I hate watching foreign banks loot our country and the shops and businesses and factories shut down. At the same time, I see all our victories against tyranny intensifying, becoming greater by the day. So there is a lot of good things that are happening that we need to talk about as well. And there's also the broader picture that we need to talk about. But coming up at the bottom of the next hour, we're going to simulcast the last 2.5 hours in living color at PrisonPlanet.tv. I am going to start breaking down part one of the current globalist agenda, how they're trying to implement the next phase of their agenda. A further bankrupt and deindustrialized West, a new war with Iran, and an expanding paramilitary global police state of rapid reaction forces to oppress and smash all resistance to the New World Order. The phony green tyranny, the phony terror tyranny, the phony drug war tyranny, all of it. And I want to break down for people out there listening for the first time, we have tens of thousands that tune in for the first time every day, just exactly what you face, what we face together. And I want to explain to people that we're all in this together, whether you know it or not. And many of you that have chosen evil, who've lied to yourselves, and who are on the wrong side of history, you need to understand what is going to happen to you. And what the next phase in this system is going to look like. I also have clearly analyzed over the last 6 months what the globalists are planning next. I don't know in what order they're going to play these cards, but I know what cards they hold in their fist, in their hand. And clearly, it is going to be an attempted assassination of Barack H. Obama. I am as sure of this as the sun coming up in the morning and setting in the evening. And coming up in 1 hour, I will break it down. News Blitz, straight ahead. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress. And they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a Fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, neighbor. They say the road to hell is paved with good intentions. Certainly, we'd never intend to procrastinate getting our own food supply until there was none left at any price. We would intend to have plenty of food so the relief organizations could care for those unable to care for themselves. We would intend not to be standing in the bread line with the ignorant and the foolish who pretend the facts of food disappearance are untrue. If the experience of the Katrina disaster is evidence, the bread line may have no bread. Just like the good intentions on the road to that unheavenly place, the good intentions alone to get a supply of food will not feed us. Only getting our food supply immediately will make us independent and fearless for the future. Call 800-409-5633. 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. Who am I? Someone who cares.
The global controllers, the world managers, going to contain and diffuse the legitimate global awakening to globalization and the new world order. They're going to do it with economic collapse. They're going to do it with national security staged crises. They're going to do it by divide and conquer, by new wars, and by, at the bare minimum, an attempted assassination attempt on Barack H. Obama. Coming up in 1 hour, I'm going to break that down. I'm sure of it. I have seen the clear pre-programming that the establishment is putting out. We're going to be running through all of this coming up today. Let me just read to you randomly. I'm just picking one of the stacks. Some of the headlines I have here in front of me that we will cover today, every single one of these articles. Aspartame has been renamed and is now being marketed as natural sweetener. That's up on InfoWars.com from Natural News. Amino Sweet. $80 bribes for cervical cancer jab for teenage girls. Lugger who died was terrified of track. Why is that important? I'll tell you. UAH shooting suspect Amy Bishop denied tenure in April had already lost appeal. Familiar pattern. Anarchists disrupt peaceful protest in Vancouver. Israeli cult leader charged with enslavement and rape. That's just one of the stacks where I want to break the stories down and point out a larger picture. Here's another stack. Airport scanners may be unlawful, says UK government. Here's another article. Collapse of euro is inevitable. This is the Mail. Bailing out the Greek economy futile, says French banking chief. Huge news. I could spend 4 hours on this alone. Spanish intelligence probing debt attacks report. Of course there's attacks on these economies that are causing this. Why? Another story here of the London Telegraph. Control freaks want web licenses to end bloggers' anonymity. Be very afraid is the headline. A story here. Out of Armed Females of America, the NRA horns in on Supreme Court gun case to sabotage it. Obama signs law raising public debt limit to $12.4 trillion to $14.3 trillion. In the news of Australia, Goldman Sachs accused of rigging tax vote. Of course they run the governments. Paul Craig Roberts, U.S. is now a police state. We're going to play that short video later. It dovetails with a Sky News piece. You're nicked. Police drone nabs its suspect with taser weapons. Times of London. Unlawful anti-terror powers planned for use during 2012 Olympics. It's already going on in Canada. Now to the most important stack. This is two stacks of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Obama making plans to use executive power, New York Times. Off the charts article, and they report this open Hitlerian, Stalinist, Maoist, whatever you like to call it, it's authoritarian. Development like it's the local weather report that it's going to be a balmy 70 degrees. Obama making plans to use executive power. And here are the stories, Kurt Nimmo, about it. Obama declares he will rule by authoritarian decree. That's InfoWars.com. There's a PrisonPlanet.com article. Obama breaks yet another key campaign promise. There's another one. Obama eyes executive orders to circumvent Congress. On gun control, environment, borders, they don't care. And I'm going to explain later in the next hour why. They are holding him hostage. Not that he's a real president or a good guy, but he will do what he's told, just like George Bush or Bill Clinton or anybody else, because of all the dirt they've got on him. And the neocons are now openly threatening him through public channels, thinly veiled, that someone's going to try to assassinate him soon if he doesn't do what he's told and attack Iran. Obama knows this will politically destroy him, but they don't care. And all of you should take heed by this that serve the dark side. It will always destroy its minions. Of course, this dovetails with what's coming up with Obama. Glenn Beck is inexorably tied to this. Palin Beck, Judas Goats Against the Freedom Movement. Another article, a familiar pattern with Glenn Beck. A message to Glenn Beck. What are the dangers of the 9/11 truthers? We're going to be breaking that down. A second Texas governor candidate, also not sure on 9/11? Should the Inquisition continue? See, that's their problem. Many polls show as high as 83 to 84% believing there's a cover-up with 9/11. This has mortally wounded the New World Order. That's why in internal White House documents from Bush and Obama, and in their corporate talking points, they say they've got to somehow reverse what 9/11 Truth has done, because their favorite tool of stage terror has been damaged almost to the point of inoperability. But they're under the hood trying to fix their system. Another key article, manufactured controversy backfires as vast majority back Medina attack Glenn Beck. Dallas Morning News admitted they caught fake bloggers with Rick Perry's campaign in their posing as 9/11 truthers saying ridiculous things. They're doing it everywhere. Perry supporters caught posting fake pro-Medina comments on Dallas Morning News. That's the headline. So that whole stack is coming up. The incredibly good news on ClimateGate. As I told you, this could be a death blow to their environmental cult movement to take over society and regulate and tax every facet of our lives selectively. The incredible king-making power this gives them, where you have to have an imperial government mark to be able to do business. ClimateGate U-turn, a scientist at center of Roe, center of controversy, admits there has been no global warming since 1995. They've now been forced to release their actual raw data. As we told you, no warming since 95. Clear cooling the last 9 years. They hope to defuse things now by just admitting they're a bunch of liars, but that won't work either. Utah delivers vote of no confidence for climate alarmist. I guarantee you when we get the state rep on, he's going to be a listener. The original version of the bill dismissed climate science as a well-organized, this is a quote, an ongoing effort to manipulate and incorporate tricks related to global temperature data in order to produce global warming outcome. Representative Mike Noel said environmentalists were part of a vast conspiracy to destroy the American way of life and control world population through forced sterilization and abortion. That's what the UN and Maurice Strong and all of these people and the head climatologist for NASA, they all write, they all say, Prince Charles, Prince Philip, Ted Turner, Jacques Cousteau, United Nations Biological Diversity Assessment, they all say they want to destroy the industrialized society and make you bankrupt so they can get you under government control and make you dependent. They are the ones that say this. It's not us saying this. Yes, it's radical. Yes, it's crazy. Yes, it's evil. But we're not the crazies for reporting it. The truth is the truth. If 9/11's an inside job and the evidence shows it's an inside job, then we expose it. If it shows that man isn't affecting the climate and this is all a giant fraud to take over society and the UN admits it, we report it. If Monsanto knew that more than half the monkeys they gave aspartame to died, and we know aspartame is a chemical weapon that brain damages you and attacks all the organs, we report on it. If scores of different varieties of GMO corn sterilize and attack the fertility and organs of mice and rats, we report it. See, I don't stick my finger up to the wind here and say, well, I'm going to do what I think's popular. That's how you destroy your society, by making little compromises. And pretty soon, you've got 50-plus million aborted babies. Pretty soon, you've killed your entire next generation of workforce, so you got to bring in 50 million illegal aliens and legals. 30-plus million illegal, over 20 million legals, just in the last 20 years. You think it's fun having Newsweek attack me in last week's issue? Think it's fun to have that type of attention? This is not fun. This is duty. This is a last-ditch effort to throw myself in front of the machinery in the New World Order. And if more of you'd pile onto the machine, I guarantee you we can bring it down and stop it. Look at every case where we stand up and take action. The New World Order grinds to a halt. In fact, Paul Watson wrote a great story about this Newsweek article. Titled, Go Back to Sleep, There's No New World Order. Will you guys print me, Go Back to Sleep, There's No New World Order? Jaron just walked in with this Newsweek article. I've seen it on Friday. I just hadn't thought to cover it. It's important to get into later. Oh, this is a new Newsweek article. They've written two in the last week. My gosh, this is the second article attacking us. And I notice it always ties me to Glenn Beck, so that everybody who's awake to the New World Order and who reads this article will then go think Glenn Beck is good, so he can Judas goat them and slit their throats. That's what I mean, folks. This isn't a scripted show. I don't have 20 employees typing everything into a teleprompter I'm supposed to say on the radio and TV. I can't even keep track of the magnitude of this anymore. I'm here reading this new New York Times article, and it's just all deception. Unbelievable. You know, I just want to run away to the mountains for like a year and just really have time to slow down, time to contemplate, time to get right with God. It is such an unbelievable thing to be legitimate, to be real, but to also be fleshly, worldly, to not be perfect, far from it, and to know I have this huge responsibility in front of me. To realize the magnitude of this and my place in history. Not that I care about myself in history, but I care how I will be used to discredit people. How they will distort who I am so that they can hurt those that we've awakened. Even if I watch my step, even if I can somehow find the intellect and the energy to navigate this archipelago of rocks, of shoals, of dangerous reefs, I just wish so many people weren't dumbed down and then so many others simply social climbers that would sell their family, their name, their country, their heritage out. People who revel in deceiving. People who revel in deception. We've woken up hundreds of millions of people conservatively. More than 80% of the folks that we talk to or that other people we know talk to say this radio show, my films, the websites, woke them up. But I see so many people I initially wake up then get caught in eddy pools and rat holes and rabbit trails. And God knows I've made a lot of mistakes. I haven't been perfect. And I understand it's a war and I can't get over analytical about myself. The magnitude, the sheer scale of the evil the lies. A society that lies and lies and lies, and where we all lie to each other, our husbands, our wives, the frantic pace, the fast development of technology, everything. Careening towards Armageddon. All of the innocents who were tortured and maimed and crippled and destroyed by the New World Order. And they just revel in this filthy cess like it's a stew. They have no conscience. To them, evil and corruption is a virtue.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or 2-sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
A revolution in smoking is underway. A revolution all smokers of traditional cigarettes should know about. Keep listening for a special offer from PowerVapor.com. Standard tobacco cigarettes contain over 4,000 harmful chemicals. Now it's time to release yourself from the grip of big tobacco and experience true smoking freedom. PowerVapor.com is an e-cigarette with the look, feel, and smoke of a real cigarette, but with no tar, no carbon monoxide, and no bad odors. Power Vapor's e-cigarettes deliver just the right amount of nicotine in a water vapor that looks and feels like real smoke. Yes, you choose from 4 levels of nicotine, and that puts you back in control. Plus, you'll enjoy 8 flavors and big savings over traditional cigarettes. Get the facts and see our demonstration video at PowerVapor.com. That's PowerVapor.com. Log on to PowerVapor.com right now for a special 10% discount and 30-day money-back guarantee. PowerVapor.com, the smoking gun heard round the world.
Barack Obama comes right out in the open and says he's going to rule by executive decree. And the controlled corporate press tells you it's legal and lawful. They're going to further bring in the NAFTA superhighways, get rid of the borders, come after the Second Amendment, launch new wars, expand secret arrest and torture, the federalization of local police, the takeover of the Internet. We are getting deep into the global system right now, ladies and gentlemen. I'm also going to break down the 2 Newsweek hit pieces on myself in 1 week. We're going to break down the fact that I am 100% clear, just like I was 100% clear that they were going to stage an attack on the World Trade Centers. Months before it happened, I was 100% clear they were going to launch a flu hysteria in January of last year, 3 months before they launched the operation. I am 100% clear in my mind, in the still of the night, when I have all of my intellect, that they are going to stage a false flag on Obama. I believe that is the next card. And the enemy has tipped their hand. So that is coming up as well. And yes, I'll get into what happened late last week with Deborah Medina on the Dark Ones radio show, proving again at key points when Ron Paul had a chance to win the primary, he came out and told his 10 million listeners on radio, his 2 million on TV at the time, now it's 5 million on TV, 4 million, that Ron Paul was a kook and dangerous and evil and a 9/11 truther. He's now done it to Medina, backing Rick Perry, who may be from West Texas, the son of a cotton farmer, but he's pure New World Order by his actions. You judge a tree by its fruits. Have we forgotten he's the one that brought us the Trans-Texas Highway, the takeover of 8,000 miles of roads? Then last year when we were beating them, they said, okay, don't worry, we're not going to do it now. They just stopped calling it the Trans-Texas Corridor and all the toll roads are going in. I mean, just anywhere where there's a close balance between us winning and losing, Glenn Beck rushes in and throws his full weight on the side of the New World Order. Every time. I mean, do you have any discernment, some of you out there? Any discernment? I mean, at least Michael Savage will admit that Obama will stage terror attacks, and that if they push Sarah Palin for 2012, that they're going to lose, and that she's a ringer for Obama. I mean, anyone with a moron's understanding of politics would know that. And so you got to give credit where it's due. On every point, Glenn Beck is a demon. I don't want to attack him. But my discernment, my gut, my intellect, my research tells me he is at a key juncture point in our resistance movement. He is Benedict Arnold. He is Judas Iscariot. And he will lead us to destruction, just as Barack Obama will lead you to destruction. When Medina was gaining 5 points a week, he came in and strafed her. And it's still not clear whether it was a death blow. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to be opening the phones up in the next hour, and I'm going to break down the next false flag.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.